All right, it's 8:40 here on the Ticket, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. As we embark on our journey here at training camp, he embarks on his 20, what is this for you, Jerry Jones? 20-some-odd training camps as Cowboys owner.
43 years.
How many?
I think 43.
43?
No, I think you're off quite a bit there.
Somewhere in there. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, we can barely hear Jerry if you guys can help us out with that.
Good morning.
Are you with us, Jerry? There you are.
Yeah, there you go.
And good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Are you excited about another camp?
Very excited. I want to say don des ta to all the Cowboy fans here in San Antonio. Certainly want to welcome them to Vaqueros training camp. And I want all of our special San Antonio fans to know that that I don't want them to forget that our quarterback, Senor Romo, is a Mexican. And he's very much a star in this NFL, and he's of Hispanic origins, and he married a hot piece of gringo. So there's a pretty good chance that their kids will speak English and Mexican.
Spanish,
I think,
Jerry,
is what you're looking for there.
Yes, indeed. And we want everybody, all the Cowboy fans down here in this part of the world, to come out and see us pretend to practice. Because, of course, as you know, due to the new collective bargaining agreement, our players, they can't actually touch each other during practice. But that actually leaves them plenty of time to sign autographs on all the tortillas that people can bring here. So bring them on.
Well, you mentioned you're excited. Do you think you're going to be good this year?
I do. I think we're going to be at least better than last year, although that's not too high of a target to hit there. But I know a lot of people are disappointed that we didn't get Namandi Asimwapwawawa.
I think we know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, he's the Cliff Lee of NFL. I've been seeing that. Here we go again, right? Good morning.
Going to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yes, whatever. Hello. And anyway, I know that that we're going to do our very best to put a good competitive product on the field. We got red-headed Einstein coaching the team again this year, but I think he's going to do even better job. We got that old kitten out of there. We got Romo back in there. I'm excited. Very excited.
All right. Well, we're excited to be here, and I'm sure at this point you've already done all. We've heard your state of the team address last week, which was very, very lengthy, and I know you've done a lot of interviews, so we appreciate you giving us a little time.
Hey, I love talking to the Ticket, and I know that you guys you're going to really love Rob Ryan if you don't already. Do you like that, Rob Ryan?
Sure, we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, he seems like a good coach.
I hope you do very much. He's colorful. He looks like he swallowed a medicine ball, and he doesn't imbate on women's feet like his brother.
Jeez. And, he's certainly a colorful character.
Very colorful character. As a matter of fact, I'd love to take you guys out with Rob, and we'll head out on that river walk one night this week if you'd like to.
Well, sure. That'd be fun.
You like that river walk?
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, I want all the San Antonio Knights to know that the Cowboys, or Vaqueros, as I call them, we love the Riverwalk. I mean, what other place can you eat a sub-edible plate of Mexican food and then hang your rear right over the side of the river and let your bottom water fire right onto the surface?
Oh, my gosh, nobody does that. You get arrested for doing something like that. It's gross.
All right, we hope everybody comes on out here and sees us practice, and come on out to the training camp, and welcome to the Ticket, and I hope y'all enjoy it, because I'm going to be dead soon.
Oh, why would you say that?
Like real dead, like Amy Winehouse dead.
Oh, my gosh. God, Jerry, man, you're doing fine. You look good.
I am doing fine right now, but there's no guarantees, gentlemen. You ought to know that by now, George.
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, did you see I got rid of Jody Dean?
I don't think he got rid of him. I think he just decided to quit doing it.
You ready to come back, George?
No, I don't think so. I think Roger would do a great job.
I saw you down at the animal shelter over the weekend.
You did?
Yeah, and I want to ask you, George, are you trying to get you some pussy cats for your house?
No. No, we already have a couple of cats and three dogs. So
maybe a wild night on the Riverwalk gets you that gig again.
Maybe. I guess that's it from Jerry. There it is, the owner of the Cowboys with his training camp welcome to